Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to share with you some thoughts on the story of Jonah. Jonah is a well-known Bible story, even to unbelievers, just from the picturesque idea of a great fish swallowing a man and then depositing him unceremonially upon the shore 3 days after swallowing him. Well, the story of Jonah is quite interesting, only 4 chapters long. It tells the story of God's phenomenal love for people and his desire to show mercy even to the most wicked of sinners if they will repent. The story begins this way. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from being in the presence of the Lord as his prophet, and went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, the most remote of the Phoenician trading places then known. So he paid the appointed fare and went down into the ship to go with them to Tarshish from being in the presence of the Lord as his servant and minister. I'll stop there for a moment to make this comment. Jonah was a prophet of God, and he was told by God to go and prophesy to an Assyrian city about 800 miles from where he lived, which was just outside of Nazareth in Israel. He did not like that assignment one bit. The Assyrians were tremendous enemies of Israel and had caused them great problems and wreaked havoc over the years by invasions and attacks that they had launched against Israel. Jonah obviously was not interested in preaching repentance to the great enemy of his nation. And so quite stubbornly, instead of doing what God told him, he went in the exact opposite direction, got on a boat that would go as far from where he was supposed to go as he possibly knew, to Tarshish, which was at that time one of the most remote places that was known on the earth to the people of that day. Stubbornness, when God tells us to do something, is not a good choice. Being stubborn simply means you've made an idol out of your own opinion and you refuse to move from it. God wanted Jonah to go on this God-ordained mission. In fact, it's the only mission of preaching repentance to a Gentile nation of any of the prophets of the Old Testament. And so it was a picture of God's desire to do exactly what he said when he promised Abraham that he was going to make him a blessing to all the nations of the earth. And this was a picture of that, that God was willing to show his love and his mercy to every person on the earth of any nation if they would bring themselves to a place of repentance before the Lord. But Jonah was stubborn, and he didn't want any part of it. And so we see him buying a ticket on a boat going in the opposite direction. Verse 4 says, "But the Lord sent out a great wind upon the sea, and there was a violent tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and each man cried to his God, and they cast the goods that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, 'What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will give a thought to us so that we shall not perish.' And they each said to one another, 'Come, let us cast lots that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us.' So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, 'Tell us, we pray you, on whose account has this evil come upon us? What is your occupation? Where did you come from? And what is your country and nationality?' And he said to them, 'I am a Hebrew, I reverently fear and worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, What is this you have done? For the men knew that he had fled from being in the presence of the Lord as his prophet and servant, because he had told them. Then they said to him, What shall we do to you that the sea may subside and be calm for us? For the sea became more and more violently tempestuous. And Jonah said to them, Take me up and cast me into the sea, so that the sea shall become calm for you. For I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring the ship to land, but they could not, for the sea became more and more violent against them. Therefore they cried to the Lord, We beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not this upon us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you. So they took up Jonah and cast him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men reverently and worshipfully feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared and appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of that fish 3 days and three nights. Now this is a fascinating twist in this story. Jonah is identified as being the culprit in causing this phenomenal storm and problems for this ship. These Gentile sailors realize with terror that he is being disobedient to God, and that as a result of that disobedience, this tremendous storm and violent tempest has arisen and beating this ship, threatening it with sinking. Jonah gave him instructions to throw him into the sea, knowing that he was the cause of it, knowing that that would cause it to calm the sea. But the men were afraid, and they decided they'd try to row their boat to shore and see if that would help. They didn't want to be guilty of this man's blood. But as it turned out, they finally decided that was the only answer. And upon doing so, they saw a literal miracle, because the sea went from being violently raging to instantly calm. It says it ceased from its raging. And then as a result of that hand of God on the sea, the men immediately turned and started worshiping God, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord. Jonah was being disobedient to God. He thought by running away as far as he could get out from under that spirit of God that was compelling him to go and preach the gospel of repentance to this Assyrian city of Nineveh. But as we well know, there's no place on earth you can go that you can run from the Spirit of God. Have you been running from God? Have you been running from the nudging of God in your life? Has the Spirit of God been urging you to do a particular thing, and you've been trying to stop up your ears and say, I don't hear you, and trying to go on about your life? Then perhaps you could be in the middle of a storm, because as we see, disobedience led to a very stormy encounter in Jonah's life, and it happens in our lives as well. When we are disobedient to God, things will begin to churn around us. If you are in a point in your life where you have had a hard time obeying a direct word from the Lord, you may be facing a storm right now. And you know that the only way to see that storm calm is by giving yourself completely over to the will of God. The picture of Jonah being thrown into the sea is literally that picture of giving yourself completely into the will of God, submitting yourself entirely to that, and God will meet you. We see, as it says in verse 17 of this first chapter, after the men threw Jonah into the sea, it says, Now the Lord had prepared and appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of that fish 3 days and three nights. If you have been in a place where you've been disobeying God, and you know God wants you to do a particular thing or move in a particular direction, take heart. Though you may be in the middle of a storm, God is willing to accept your repentance, and he will meet you, and he will make an appointment for you where you can turn back to the Lord. It may have taken you to the depths of the sea, so to speak, as when Jonah was swallowed up in that whale or that great fish. He got a roller coaster ride, didn't he? Because it goes on to say in chapter 2, he described that he literally experienced the waters compassing him about and the abyss surrounding him. So the idea of great darkness, seaweed being wrapped around his head, and how he went down to the bottom and the very roots of the mountains. And it's this idea of this fish taking him on a deep dive. And so he experienced some deep, dark moments after he turned back to God. But because of God's appointment and of his mercy, he gave Jonah that opportunity to come back into fellowship with him and to regain his appointment from God as a prophet, and gave him a second chance to do the very thing God had called him to do. Have you turned away, perhaps, from a calling of God on your life? Maybe it was years ago, and maybe your life's been pretty rough ever since. God's still calling you to turn back to him and allow him to meet you in the most divine way and to make that divine appointment and get you back to the place where you are serving God and where you're obeying God. God has a way of doing that. He can bring you back to the place where, though maybe years have even passed in your life, he can put you back on the ground you need to be on, where you can fulfill the call he has on your life. Ask the Lord for his forgiveness. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.